John Robson, when they come for the menorah, don't think it's only about Jews. Commentary. Can you think of a better time to tell Jews to keep their symbols out of our public spaces than while Hamas supporters roam Canada chanting from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free? Moncton City Council apparently couldn't. For the first time in 20 years, no Hanukkah menorah in front of City Hall for you. Council has now commendably backed down and will install the menorah. But here it's important to understand that, as Queen's History professor Donna Kenson once said, people may have small ideas, but big ideas have people. Including that sophisticated, inclusive respect for religion requires forbidding any actual religious practices. City Council initially cited a Canadian Supreme Court decision, Mouvement Lake Québécois v. Saguenay, 2015, saying Christian prayer to start and end city council meetings violated the supposed state's duty of religious neutrality. And the Supreme Court had hanged this prayer from the usual living tree. The state's duty of religious neutrality results from an evolving interpretation of freedom of conscience and religion. Raiyite. Evolving away from the tedious actual language of our charter, so recently fresh and inspiring, beginning whereas Canada is founded upon principles that recognize the supremacy of God and the rule of law. Note that the Charter does not recognize the supremacy of God or lack thereof, nor of gods, or Satan. And despite postmodern pretensions, words have meanings because ideas have consequences. Including that you can't not have a moral code. You can be muddled about it. But way deep down, you either think a supreme being punishes evil or you don't, and it matters. As I observed last month about Caesar's ban on Christian prayer at Remembrance Day ceremonies as an inclusive gesture that excluded everyone, especially Christians, a shallow pose of neutrality on God's existence necessarily ends up making us worship the state. As Chief Justice Beverly McLaughlin said in October 2002, the rule of law exerts an authoritative claim upon all aspects of selfhood and experience in a liberal democratic state. You ain't foolin'. The Mouvement Lake judgment reads like typical McLaughlin sociological meandering. But it was actually Clement Gaskin, with McLaughlin and six others concurring, and Rosalie Abella concurring in part. And even the rule of law is out the window because the evolution of Canadian society, not Canadian law, has given rise to a concept of this neutrality according to which the state must not interfere in religion and beliefs, it must neither favor nor hinder any particular belief, and the same holds true for non-belief. Except the bit where it militantly excludes any discernible traces of belief, including a menorah to admit some people are celebrating Hanukkah. The justices have not thought it through. McLaughlin once said the court was trying to create a space within the rule of law in which religious beliefs and practices can manifest. Big of her. But as John Polkinghorne wrote in The Faith of a Physicist, to ask an adherent to give up what are perceived as the central truths of a tradition in order to find accommodation within a sufficiently unfocused universality is akin to asking a native speaker of English to please try and do without nouns, since we have reason to believe that using them leads to an inappropriately reified view of the world. Thus, the Canadian Human Rights Commission recently argued for abolishing Canada's identity as a settler colonial state, including ditching Christmas as an official holiday. It may be acceptable, briefly, to have a tree or Santa, especially if they mock Christmas like the Soviet grandfather Frost, as exciting as chewed paper, instead of hinting that the nativity might matter. But probably not, and pro-Hamas protesters have been going after the trees too, because the CHRC and Supreme Court have a point. Just not the one they think. As Tom Holland argues in Dominion, how the Christian Revolution remade the world, we embrace values we mistakenly think are universal, like compassion for the meek. But they're actually so deeply rooted in the Christian faith, and the Judaism it claims to fulfill, that to dispose of those faiths is to dispose of those values. And we ditched Dominion Day in 1982. Polkinghorne cautioned that the inclusive impulse to stamp out all specific religious symbols risks making Enlightenment principles the precondition for participating in public life. But it's worse because all that 18th century enlightened deist and theist denatured Christianity that tried to toss the Messiah but keep the Sermon on the Mount instead yielded slowly but relentlessly to nihilism, Bolshevism, Nazism, abortion, and euthanasia. Far from being holy, to pagans suffering is just annoying and we stamp it out. So when they come for the menorah, don't think it's only about Jews. It's about replacing God with atheist morality. And you won't like it.